Which form of vehicle is more popular in your country? Bikes, cars, or motorcycles? I would say that cars are the most popular form of vehicle in my country. In China, everybody drives cars, and we have really bad traffic problems in a lot of cities. Obviously, there are differences from place to place. In the inner city, you get many more motorcycles and bikes, as these are easier to maneuver within the city. But in general, most people drive cars. I think this is because cars are a very convenient vehicle. They have a lot more room to transport luggage and other people compared to motorcycles and bikes. What is the best thing about public transport where you live? The best thing about public transport where I live is that it is incredibly affordable. I live in a large city in China, and the public transport fares are very cheap. The metro costs about 3 to 8 yuan, and public buses are only about 1 to 5 yuan. If you compare this to a taxi, which charges a minimum of 13 yuan, and often much more, you can see that public transport is very affordable. I find this very convenient, as I often have to travel around the city, and if public transport was expensive, it would cost me a fortune. So the best thing about public transport where I live is the low price. Why do more and more people want to buy cars? More and more people want to buy cars because it is a very comfortable and convenient form of transportation. Firstly, owning a personal car is definitely a luxury. You can drive sat in comfortable seats, with a lot of storage space for bags, and can listen to whatever music you like. Driving a car is a very comfortable form of transportation. Moreover, driving a car is also one of the most convenient forms of transport. Unlike the metro and the bus system, driving a car allows you to go directly to your destination. You do not have to make any stops on the way or follow a longer route. Therefore, driving a car is both quick and convenient. In what ways do people tend to travel today in cities and in the countryside? There are very different modes of transport used today in cities and in the countryside. In the city, there is very good public transport, of which people make frequent use. In contrast to this, there is not good public transport in the countryside, so most people have to own cars and drive if they want to travel. Due to the frequent traffic jams and congestion found in the city, public transport is becoming a much more popular option in the city. Public transport is also cheaper and more environmentally friendly, so many people in the city choose it over driving cars, even if they own a car. However, people in the countryside do not have this option. Most of the time, there are not any good public transport options, and people have to drive. Do city planners consider the needs of pedestrians enough? I do not think city planners consider the needs of pedestrians enough. Most cities are designed to ensure that cars and vans are able to move through the city freely. This is understandable because a lot of the products and services a city needs are reliant on motor transport. However, I think it would be better if city planners considered the needs of pedestrians a little more. Often, the sidewalks found in the city are incredibly narrow and difficult to use if you are in a group of people. Additionally, there are not enough safe crossings for people to use, and it is often very dangerous for people to cross the roads when the streets are busy. So, I do not think city planners consider the needs of pedestrians enough. What impact can it have on a country if it doesn't have an adequate transport system? There are huge impacts upon a country if it doesn't have an adequate transport system. An effective transport system is essential to any modern globalized country. In most major cities, all the food and goods are transported into the city from elsewhere, which means clear and effective roadways are essential to any city. If there is an inadequate transport system, then most of the population will use personal cars to travel around. This will create huge traffic jams along the roadways, which will result in delivery trucks not being able to enter the cities efficiently, the ramifications of which would be extreme.